shepherd. Called to be a shepherd. I want to give you a quick understanding of my definition of the called. Christians are termed called because God, through the gospel, has invited them to be saved. Salvation is never forced upon an unwilling sinner, but comes as a result of his or her freely accepting an invitation. Along with the call, God sends into the heart the influence of the Holy Spirit to make that call effectual. Those who love God have in their own experience the evidence that they have been called according to his purpose, not according to ours. We may think that, but it's according to his purpose. For the call has produced the intended effect. With raised hands, how many of you know that you have been called? Oh, come on, the whole house should we have both hands up. Jesus has called us all, man, woman, and child, to be a father, a mother, a brother, a sister, and even a friend to the sinner that has not known Jesus. Before we continue, let me remind you, as always, that I'll be speaking from my King James. Because I don't want anybody to go through those double doors right there saying, oh, Pastor, Danny said this. Oh, Pastor, oh, Elder said this. Can you believe that? No. King James told me that Jesus said this and Jesus said that. You see, because brothers and sisters, Danny doesn't have any wisdom. No, Danny doesn't have any knowledge. Danny barely has one tooth. But Danny strives to live off of every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4 says, but he answered and said, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of who? Amen. Amen. I know I haven't slept you guys yet. It hasn't gotten boring yet, right? Called to be a shepherd. What is a shepherd? Turn with me, if you would, please, to John 10, verse 1 through 5. John 10, 1 through 5. I hope you don't mind. I'm using my high-tech gadgets here. Which, you know, so I apologize for all these colors here. Those are my instant messages and stuff, so I apologize if it's not as fast as your downloads are, so bear with me. Like I said, Danny has no wisdom or knowledge of his own, but what proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. I used to think it was silly or even dumb when I would hear parents say, amongst those kids, I can hear my child. I can hear my daughter and all those little girls right there. How's that going, man? He's silly, man. And then years later, I had four children, four boys. 1, 2, 3, 4. And possibly another one on the way, Lord willing. Everybody keeps telling me it's going to be a girl, but leave it up to the Lord to be a healthy baby. I can hear my children's voice amongst a bunch of two-year-olds. I can still hear my two-year-old's voice. If he's crying, mom, so all screaming little heads. I can hear Hezekiah. Or at night, if one of my children is sleeping, and I'm dead in my sleep, snoring away, and I hear one of them crying, just sniffling real quietly, I know which one it is. Because that's my gift that God gave me. And if we go to the store, and their rule is stay in eye contact. If we go to these stores, and one of them disappears, either Lona or myself will call. And they'll just about knock out anybody that's in their way. Just, right here, Dad, you call? The sheep know his voice. A true shepherd is someone who cares for his sheep. He ensures that his sheep are protected from wild animals that are ferocious and theft and anything that threatens their lives. You parents, tell me, does your children ever come home and say that they've been bullied? I'm going to ask my wife to forgive me on this one, but I'm going to tell a little funny story. My son, one day he was coming home from school, and I would always teach him that if they are mean to you, just say, oh, that's nice, and walk away. So a couple weeks later, my wife and I pick up the children, and we're driving, and he goes, Dad. I said, yes. The assistant principal wants to talk to you. What? Yeah, what happened? Well, you see, Dad, my friend and I were sitting there, and this other kid, he wrote a nasty letter. What did the letter say? You're not smart. And what did you say? You're ugly. And what happened? Well, it went back and forth, and the teacher caught it. What did I tell you? Well, Dad, that was 2 weeks ago. But Mom told me last week. You see, parents get angry when their kids get picked on in school. A shepherd will sacrifice his life for the life of a sheep. Jehovah is presented as a divine shepherd in Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And in Isaiah 40, verse 11, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. You see, Jesus is presented as the divine shepherd and the unfaithful leaders of Israel as false shepherds, as we see in Ezekiel 34, verse 1 through 10, and Jeremiah 23, 14. I apologize. My gadget is not working very fast. How do the sheep know the shepherd? If you turn back with me to John 10, verse 3 and 4. John 10, verse 3 and 4. The sheep know the shepherd's voice. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. Verse 4 says, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he go before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. In the Oriental lands today, several flocks would, I'm going to use a highly educated word here that I don't know, bivouac. Bivouac, B-I-V-O-U-A-C, bivouac. Several flocks would bivouac together, meaning camp together at night. And in the morning, each shepherd would go in a different direction, calling to his sheep with the familiar voice or the familiar tone of that shepherd's voice. The sheep associate protection, guidance, and pasture. The stranger's voice arouses alarm. We all teach our children, right? Stranger danger, stranger danger. It's the same thing. If you don't know the shepherd's voice, it will arouse alarm. Where does a shepherd enter the sheepfold? The shepherd enters by the door into the sheepfold. Who did Jesus say is the door of the sheepfold? Anybody know? Jesus says, I am the door. He repeated it twice in John 10, verse 7 and 9. Then Jesus said unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. And verse 9 says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find what? Pasture. Jesus is also the shepherd himself, as we see in John 10, verse 11 and 14. Verse 11 says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And verse 14 says, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. So Jesus is not only the door to the sheepfold, but the shepherd. Excuse me for a second. I apologize. I've only been up since 2:15 this morning trying to get this done. Jesus is not only the door to the sheepfold, but the shepherd that brings other sheep from outside to the sheepfold. There is only two sides. How many sides? Either you're inside the sheepfold or you're, thank you, either you're on God's or you're on the devil's, thank you. Does Jesus have other sheepfolds that aren't in the sheepfold? John 10, 16, if you would please. Another sheep I have, which are not in of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and hear, and there shall be one fold, and one what? Jesus says, in this parable, Jesus clearly states that there's going to be one sheepfold and one what? Shepherd. He's the true shepherd that will that will give his own life, as predicted in John 3:16. For God so loved Chandler. Oh, must be a glitch in my... there you go. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That if only Randy believes, no? Whosoever. Man, woman, or child. Tall, short, old, young. One tooth, many tooth, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have what? What is that criteria to be in that one sheepfold? When you are in Christ, you are in the sheepfold. You must belong to Christ to be in that sheepfold. He is your Savior. He is your shepherd. He is the door to the sheepfold, as we see in 1 John 5:12. 1 John 5:12. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. John 14, verse 6 says, then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, oh, I apologize. One of those glitches, I apologize. Low tech. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man come unto me, come unto the Father, but by me. If Christ is your Savior, would you continue to live in sin? Romans 6, verse 1 and 2. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid! How shall we that are dead to sin live longer therein? At the resurrection, when Christ returns, the second time, to separate the righteous from the wicked, the world will divide into just how many categories? Two. Those who are in Christ and those who are of the devil. Those who are the wheat and those who are the... Thank you. I hope I haven't put anybody to sleep yet. We must strive to be in Christ. We must strive to be in Christ. Because One can be in a denomination or a religion, but not in Christ. The Savior, Jesus Christ, will raise his church from the grave when he comes again. Spirit of Prophecy, Desire of Ages, page 787 says, the same power that raised Christ from the dead will raise his church and glorify it with him above all principalities, above all powers, above every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. Peter was called to be a shepherd. This whole front row was called to be a shepherd. This whole side was called to be a shepherd. But whether you accept it or not is on you. I'm not here to beat down anybody. I'm just here to point you to my high tech. That where the old meets the new will tell you what's going to happen. Will prepare you that you're not walking blind into steps and fall. It'll tell you that there's steps there, my child. John 21, 15 through 17. John 21, 15 through 17. I'm sorry to make you look through all these scriptures, but I figured if you keep your hands busy, you stay awake. It would help me stay awake. Verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lambs. He said to him again, the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. He saith unto him a third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he had said unto him a third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things, that thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. Brothers and sisters, we are called to be shepherds. Three times Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? And Peter answered three times, yes. And three times, Jesus told Peter to feed my lamb, my sheep. In order for Peter to feed the sheep or the lamb, first he must know the true shepherd. He must be in Christ. He must be born of God. Peter must have a living, saving experience with Christ. You see, because Peter cannot give to the flock what he does not have. Unless he's saved through Jesus Christ, Peter cannot help them become saved through Jesus Christ either. As my battery is running low on my gadget here, I'm coming to a conclusion here. I'm coming to a close. Dear friends, we are all called to be in Christ. If we are in Christ, we have nothing to fear of the future. Persecution to where we cannot buy or sell, as predicted in Revelation 13, 11 through 16. We won't fear that because we will be in Christ. We are called to fear God more than men, more than men who threaten us with a death. You know, I've seen videos, thanks to the internet, where they have videos of people killing people. They had a woman tied behind her back like this, and a man was slowly slicing her throat all the way around until her head came off. Fear not the death decree if you are in Christ. Acts 5 verse 29 says, "Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, 'We ought to obey God rather than men.'" God is calling us to obey Him, brothers and sisters. It's easy for me to come up here, pass out scripture after scripture. It's easy for me to come up here, give a song or two, tell you what the future's about. But if I'm not in Christ, I'm just wasting your time. Can Jesus count on us as a shepherd to reflect His character to a dying world? Can He? Revelation 24, 14 says, "Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city." Jesus Christ's sheepfold is made up of those who love God, as God loved us, that He gave us Jesus Christ, and kept His commandments. You see, that's a funny thing when you say keep the commandments. About a year and a half ago at work, the lady comes up to me and she starts talking about religion. And I look at her and I say, okay, so I'm listening. I'm fishing to where I can insert something about Jesus. And she says, "What religion are you?" Boastfully, my chest popped out. I don't have a chest, but you know what I mean. And I said, "I'm a Christian, Seventh-day Adventist." And she kind of smirked us, real quick smirk. And she said, "Oh." And I said, "What does O mean?" "You're one of those extremists. You're one of those radicals." You're one of those strict because you go by this.
Something that was written 2,000 years ago.
That's what you are. And I said, I'm sorry, man, but if that's what I am, then that's what I am.
Right,
man. Why do you believe in that? That was written 2,000 years ago. You ever seen Jesus? Lady, you believe you can breathe, but you can't see the air, can you? Brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us that the time is short. Hear the call of the shepherd's voice.
Modern times have brought us many comforts. People live in wealth and luxury, but the master still asks these questions.
More than wealth, more than the world.
Jesus tells us in Matthew 24, verse 9. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Vince, Jesus is going to ask you, when you are hated for all nations, Vince, lovest thou me? When you see your family being persecuted for my name, Vince, will you still be a shepherd? Lovest thou me, Randy? If you see your wife being persecuted, will you still be that shepherd? When Jesus asks you to loveth thou me. Brothers and sisters, our time is short. The devil knows it. He's got his full fleet out running. My sister, when you see your family being afflicted, and Jesus tells us our families will be afflicted for his name's sake, will you still be a shepherd when Jesus asks you, loveth thou me? Call to be a shepherd before probation is closing. Who will stand to be a shepherd for Jesus? I invite you, if you are called to be a shepherd, I ask you to stand with me. When Jesus calls and says, ask your children, lovest thou me? Will you turn and walk away and say, Lord, no, I can't. My children are here suffering, Jesus. You're letting them die. For your name's sake, I have to go help them. My daughter's hungry, Jesus. I have to go feed her. But don't you love me? More than these? Brothers and sisters, it is my hope and my prayer that you will hear the shepherd's voice before it is too late. That you will hear the Son of Man calling, that shed his blood for you and me, that washed us white as snow. That when he calls and asks and says, Danny, lovest thou me? You see, brothers and sisters, I can't tell you yes, and I can't tell you no, because I haven't been to that crossroad yet. All I can do is be in Jesus and pray when that day comes. I can say, I love you, Lord. I love you more than these. Father God, it is our hope and our prayer, Lord, that each and every child, man and woman, within hearing distance, Lord, takes up the call.
Lord, let the Holy Spirit be poured upon us, that in the time of tribulation, and in the time when they are afflicted, dear Lord, they can hear Jesus calling and whispering in their ears, be strong, my child, be strong, because I know you loveth me more than these. Bless each and every individual, Father God, for the world sees us as extreme. The world sees us as radical, Father. But you see us as loving sheep, waiting to come home, Father. Lord, it is our prayer and our hope that we are with you in that great getting up morning, dear Lord. that we may hear your son calling on you. Come home, my child. Come home. Lord, we thank you for all that you have done, Lord. That all that has been said, Father God, that it may glorify you to the fullest, dear Lord. Even though they were spoken by simple lips, dear Father. We are grateful for all that you have done, Father, in the name of Jesus. And may the church say, amen.